You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Welcome inside Good Morning Football, live from London. We are presented by Old Trapper Beef Jerky, and that is the River Thames. We are live from our set just beneath the Tower Bridge. And incredible action in this town so far as we kick off the NFL's international series. That is the Shard.
Shard.
It is a building that we drove by yesterday. It's stunning. It's so unique. It has penthouses and restaurants and offices. And there is a tourist part of it where you can go all the way to the top. Would you do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
You would?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I would not go up there. Nope. It's Thursday, September 29th. I'm Jamie Erdahl. Kyle Brandt, Peter Schrager, and Super Bowl champion to my left, Jason McCourty. You would really go up there. You're not afraid of heights?
No. I'm into it. I'm unapologetically ready to do that. If you want to go, I'm there.
I'm good. I'm really good.
Yep.
What has been your favorite thing that you've done so far this week?
I like the double-decker bus tour.
Yeah.
We went around. We saw the Shard. We saw where William Wallace was executed from Braveheart. That kind of did it for me. What about you?
They're like, this dude was hanging quartered here.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, picture.
Sweet.
We saw.
Freedom.
We saw a pub, and frankly, I should have run over and stopped. Well, a few things we saw that I wanted to stop for. Candy store, pub. That was
donut
300.
Shop.
Yeah. Donut shop. Yeah. 300-year-old pub. I think that's incredible. And the flower boxes outside of these pubs are so beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Churchill's War Rooms. And then just walking around. Suddenly we got here, and we just walked around, shot some stuff, just seeing all the people in live action. I enjoyed that. I like the
Still no Nando's, though.
Still no Nando's.
Yeah. Peter, what is that?
Chicky Nando's is a amazing chicken / what was it? Portuguese Afro chicken? Is that what it is?
Okay. Peri peri. Peri peri chicken.
Peri peri. Well, I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means, guys. Peri-peri. We don't know what that means.
No. He has no idea what
I've been talking about it.
I see a segment coming, and we are just going to be eating Chicky Nando's on the set.
Until
then, it is time for the
Leibloch.
Leibloch.
Are they open Sundays? If not, I'm out.
That is the question when you want chicken in America. All right. Cameron Wolf, you've been hanging with us all morning. Like I said, sir, you look absolutely fantastic. Injuries, though, I really hate to ask about it, but I have to, looking ahead to Thursday Night Football. Who's in? Who's out? Who do we have to keep an eye on?
Nah, thank you. I'm actually jealous about the Nando's you guys have. But for here, there's good news.
Do you know what Nando's
for the
is?
Miami Dolphins. Yes, I do. I've been to London. So I have had some Nando's. It's very delicious. I definitely recommend it. But for the football element today, good news for the Dolphins. Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa is expected to play today, as our insider Tom Pelissero reported this morning. He's been dealing with a back injury. That's been the main injury he's had. He actually called Coach Mike McDaniel at 10:50 p.m. on Monday and told him, I'm going to do whatever it takes to play, and it looks like it worked. He's not quite 100%, but he was able to throw the ball well in their walkthrough Wednesday, I'm told. And he'll also have his top partner in Jalen Waddle, who was dealing with a groin injury. He is also expected to play. So the Dolphins will be close to full strength going into this matchup against the Bengals. And that's great news for them. The Dolphins offense has been one of the biggest surprises or impressive surprises for the season so far. Tua ranks in the top two in QBR, QB rating, passing yards, and yards per attempt. We talked all season, he can't throw the ball downfield. Well, he's doing it so far this year to Tyreek, to Jalen Waddle, who both rank in the top three in receiving yards. And it's going to be a tough challenge for the Bengals defense today to keep up with those speedsters and Tua throwing the ball to him.
Man, I'm happy to hear that. I'm a huge Tua fan, so knowing he's going to be out there, a lot of them are going to be healthy, it's going to make for a great game on primetime. But, Cam, we've already heard a little bit of trash talk this week. What matchup should fans be paying attention the most tonight? Who's the one that they should be looking for, John, after the play?
Yeah, J-Mac, you know, we're talking to a DB and you. We got to go wide receiver DB. And we mentioned Tyreek Hill right there. He will see some Eli Apple tonight. And as you mentioned, there has been some trash talk. Tyreek Hill had a wrestling promo type move into the camera after their win against the Bills last week, essentially saying, I'm coming for you, Eli. The cheetah is here. And if you remember back to last year, the AFC Championship game, there was a play right before the second quarter, right at the end of the second quarter, where Eli Apple made a tackle of Tyreek Hill before he scored in the end zone, threw him down on the ground, made it the stop, and the Bengals ended up coming back and winning and getting to the Super Bowl. Well, after that game, Eli Apple tweeted and called Tyreek a baby, and then also offered him and his teammate Mecole Hardman Super Bowl tickets to watch them play. So Tyreek did not take kindly to that. And Tua earlier this week was asked about that Eli Apple-Tyreek battle. He said, look, if Tyreek and Eli Apple are one-on-one, trust me, I am throwing the ball to Tyreek. He is getting the ball. And so I don't think the Bengals will be playing a lot of one-on-one with Tyreek and Eli Apple. Jesse Bates, their top safety, will see a lot of that shade coverage there. But don't be surprised if there's a little fireworks there in the Tyreek Hill, Eli Apple battle today. Bates also told me he talked to Eli this week and said it's part of Eli's game to get into a receiver's head. But he told him, don't let it get us out of our communication and out of our chemistry. And so that's something to watch for you guys tonight.
That's kind of a tricky balance to strike, to dish it, but then don't let it come back at you and then have it affect you coming into such a huge game this evening. Cameron, we appreciate you so much. Cam Wolf, thank you. Time for Throwdown Thursday.
Let's do it.
Let's stick with Thursday Night Football tonight on Prime Video and NFL Plus. Who gives us the crazier highlight tonight? Is it Tyreek Hill, who says he's coming for Eli Apple? Or is it Ja'Marr Chase, a name we haven't heard that much yet this season?
So much talk on what Tyreek and Eli Apple have in common in their history and what Tyreek wants to do. Let's not forget that Ja'Marr Chase was one of the best rookies we've ever seen in all of football last year and has had incredible plays this season. He's been waiting for his national moment. The Bengals, they obviously had two losses to start the season. They played the Jets on a game that not many people watched because of the Bills-Dolphins game going on simultaneously. I think tonight's the Ja'Marr Chase show.
Okay.
I think he gets going, and I think he steps up his game. Remember last year, his best performances were in those playoff games when he went absolutely bonkers against the Raiders, the Titans, the Chiefs, and then the Rams. He had a big Super Bowl as well. I think Ja'Marr Chase on national TV against a very game defensive backfield with Xavier Howard and, of course, all those different players that are going to be doing their coverages in that Lou Amarino defense are going to be ready to go. But I'm going with Ja'Marr Chase. Ja'Marr's dad, Jimmy Chase, sat behind us at the Super Bowl, Kyle. This guy, we talked for a long time.
Jimmy was awesome.
Jimmy
awesome.
Only shows up in the big moments. I know Jimmy's going to be there tonight, and I've got Ja'Marr putting on my show.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. He's made catch after catch last season.
That's cool.
But I am going with Tyreek Hill. Speed kills, and he gets it done. One-hand catches, hand the ball off to him. Whatever you need, just get the ball in Tyreek Hill's hands, and he is going to get it done. And I'm going with him because he's so electric. You never know where he's going to score from. It's not just catching a long 50-yard bomb where he runs by everybody. We've seen that already this season. We saw it the whole time he was in Kansas City. But you can just hand him the ball off on a reverse and just let him go to work.
Yep.
You can throw him a short slant pattern and just watch him go to work. You'll see right here in Kansas City, he's going against the Dolphins, the team he's playing for now, but runs around the corner. breaks a tackle, and he's in the end zone. And that's why he's so fun to me. When you turn that game on, you don't have to just watch him line up at the far wide or far left as a wide receiver. You can see him all over the field, and Mike McDaniel already has done a great job of that. He can make 18 different people miss, even his own teammates on the field, when he has reservations for six and he's getting to the end zone, like you see right there. I'm going Tyreek Hill.
Going Tyreek. Listen, Ja'Marr Chase might have 12 catches for 190 yards. He may have more highlights. The question is who will have the crazier highlight, and I'm putting the two fingers up like this. You know, Tyreek does this all the time. He's not supposed to do it back to the player. I think he will tonight. He might be flagged for it. And then what he saves for only very special occasions is the deuces up, turnaround, backflip at the goal line. We're getting that tonight. This one is not just business. I think this one is personal. Ja'Marr Chase will be Ja'Marr Chase. And I love Jimmy Chase, Peter. I like Sandy Mack as well.
We like Khalil Mack's father.
We like the dads. But I think that Tyreek Hill will do a backflip into the end zone and a personal foul deuces. It's all, you empty the bag if you're Tyreek for this one against Eli Apple. I think it's going to be Tyreek.
That's exactly where I'm going. You talk a big game like that. You pretend like we weren't going to play on Thursday night. You pretend like you didn't know who you were going to play. And then all of a sudden it just comes to you so quickly that like, oh yeah, that's an Eli Apple game.
Yeah.
No. Tyreek Hill had this game circled. Like he had that tweet favorited, logged. Mm-hmm. Like, sir, I know exactly what you just tried to do to me. You tried to make me look like a fool in the offseason, and he was having none of it. Tyreek Hill, he will have the highlight, I think, because Eli Apple might just break defense and be like, I'm just going to trail this guy. They're going to be in zone coverage, and Eli Apple is just going to be like, nope, I'm just going to chase this guy around. And like, it's going to just go horribly, but like, it's what we all want to see.
No doubt about it. Absolutely. I love that.
All right, finally, we have been having this debate behind the scenes this week in London. We've been having lots of debates, so this is going to be curious. Which country has created better pop music? England or the United States? Jason and I pretty much are going to sit back and watch the music aficionados just tee it up here. Okay, what's the answer here, Peter?
All right, historically, I mean, you're talking about the Beatles and the Stones and Zeppelin and the Who and all that. That's fine. I'm talking about right now, and I turn on the radio, Harry Styles has the number one song in the country. Dua Lipa is on every single song that you can hear. Ed Sheeran shows up in every... I think we're getting our butts walloped by the Brits when it comes to pop music. Harry Styles is the biggest superstar in America. Guy came from here. Yep. Ed Sheeran, we love, came from here. Stormzy.
Oh, yeah.
Stormzy.
Stormzy.
Do you guys know Stormzy?
Nope. Oh, yeah, they do. Oh. They do. Yeah.
Stormzy. I've got Britain beating the States, and I know that's sacrilegious.
Wow.
Kyle, what do you got?
Jason, you want to get in?
Why not? You know, I went back and forth on this, and I was like, you know what? What put it over the top for me was Blur. And I know Blur, Oasis, and I'm kind of an expert on this Britain pop music, and it was just like,
Blur.
But what was the song that did it for you? I know you guys are all like, oh, it was probably Song 2.
That's sure. Track 2.
Woo-hoo! It wasn't Song 2. It was Coffee and TV. That little milk carton just walking around the video... Finding love, the little pink milk carton, and then it just getting squashed, and then the milk carton is just walking around, terrible life. That music video, that song, that's the one that did it for me. I'm going with Blur, deep cut.
Blur Oasis.
You will never guess.
Unbelievable.
I'm the guy that knows it all.
I don't know Blur.
You know that song. You know Song 2.
Woo! I saw it on YouTube this morning.
Okay, that's good.
Jason, that was so well researched.
Okay, so Britain?
Yes.
Okay. You skipped right over. You went from the Beatles to Ed Sheeran. Nowhere in the middle did you want to acknowledge Michael Jackson, Britney Spears. And I know that, like, oh, if they're... Are you trying to... You're already negating my argument. As
Oh, no. You'll see.
I'm like a Britney fan.
I'm absolutely a Britney fan. Like, you just name them off. And I know, like, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Like, I do believe that our pop stars in the States have completely ripped from the headlines the success of the British pop stars. But just the question is, whose music is better? I'm going to go with the States, and like I'm going to do it. America! Okay. America!
There you go.
They love American pop. It's a great question. And I want to keep the focus on pop. I don't consider Led Zeppelin, that's rock, okay? So here's the deal. I think what we happen is, let's go back to the late 50s to 60s. We got two juggernauts. We got Elvis, we got the Beatles. I think the Beatles come out with a lead in that one. With respect to the King, I think they get in a lead. Now, here's the problem. In the 70s, pop Then you got Elton John. Then you got the Bee Gees. And American is doing great rock, but I think that the United Kingdom opens up a huge lead. They really do. Like almost a 28-3 lead.
This is where Kyle lives.
And then, my friends, the 1980s. While I respect the British pop of the 80s, you can name Duran Duran and George Michael. Then we start churning out homegrown Hall of Famers. Michael Jackson from Gary, Indiana. Prince from Minnesota. Madonna, who thinks she's British, she's from Michigan. Whitney Houston, Newark, New Jersey. Billy Joel, Peter from?
Oh, Billy Joel is from Coldspring Harbor, Long Island.
Coldspring Harbor, Long Island. I think we have staged a massive 28-3 comeback, and we're going to roll it right into the 90s when we're going to do the Mariah. We're going to get into Britney and Justin and just keep on rolling. Peter, you named some contemporary British pop artists, which I respect. You did not name Beyonce. You did not name halftime performer Rihanna, who's about to start a new era of her career. We could keep going and going. I'm sorry?
You could throw Usher in there, too.
Usher. Yes. And we could go a lot of people. I think we were down, like we have been many times, to the United Kingdom. And you know what? We turned things around, and we had a snare drum. Except the snare drum was Billie Jean, and I think we made a comeback. Hall of Famers, we're hanging a banner right now. U.S. in the lead.
Okay. I love that breakdown.
That was an amazing breakdown.
That was incredible.
Love it.
Man, you know what? People, we prepare for a lot of segments. You were able to just do that right off the top of your head.
Mikhail. Yeah. And I ran
so far. You're going to go to the flock?
I gotta say.
I like the flock. I like the Police. I'm telling you. British pop in the 80s was amazing. But I honestly think they're outpunched by Michael Jackson, Madonna, and Prince. Like, that's a big, big three there. As much as I love Kaja Goo Goo or whoever the hell
Kaja Goo Goo.
I love Spandau Ballet. I love all of them. I love Human League.
What about Bananarama?
I love Boy George. I don't really want to hurt him at all. I'm trying to help him here, guys. I love it.
Is this a
People
football
like Boy
show?
George. The Boy George.
Is it a music show? What are we doing here? Let's get back
Rihanna's
to football.
Rihanna's playing halftime.
Yeah, you're right.
That's right.
It's true. All right, yes. Coming up, there will be two Minnesota legends on this stage. Yes, I'm going to call myself a legend, apparently. Myself and a six-time Pro Bowler, Steve Jordan. Man, someone else should have read that.
I would think I would read that or anybody else, but Jamie, I don't mind it.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Back on Good Morning Football live from London. Stacey Dills has been with us all week. She's covering both teams. And this is really important tweet to see. Surprisingly, no Jameis Winston at the open portion of Saints practice. The expectation for both Winston and head coach Dennis Allen was that he would be practicing today. He missed yesterday. It was supposed to be just a rest day, which is normal procedure on Wednesday. But now Andy Dalton once again takes the first team reps. Taysom Hill is taking the second team reps. Jarvis Landry was practicing. Michael Thomas was not. That is not good news from Stacey Dills. But that is part of the open practice for the Saints, who are already in London.
Play action, Hank. And it flips it for the touchdown. One of those you bet plays, Hank, to Steve Jordan.
Salisbury looking left all the way. Goes for Steve Jordan. Caught, touchdown.
First and goal, Minnesota. Touchdown, Jordan. On the bootleg, Salisbury rolls right, throws, it's caught inside the five. Jordan surging to the goal line. He's in for the touchdown.
I'm excited to announce our next guest, who went to six Pro Bowls, a Vikings legend. His son also plays for the New Orleans Saints, but he is here with us. Welcome in Steve Jordan.
What up, Steve?
Absolute legend.
Before we get started, though, I know you're here. Everybody talks about Cam, but you also have a son-in-law who is playing overseas as well. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, my son-in-law is Kasim Edebali, and he is an edge rusher. We got in touch with him at the Saints because he actually is a great story. Grew up in Hamburg, Germany, came to the States, went to Boston College, went to the Combine, didn't get drafted, came to the Saints as a free agent, and played there for 3 years and then played another couple of years after that. He's now back playing in the ELF, the European League of Football, and that is with the Hamburg Sea Devils, which is originally from Hamburg. So, and they just played their Super Bowl, their championship game in Klagenfurt, Austria. I want to get that right.
Nailed it.
And oh, by the way, no, they unfortunately lost. Oh. But they played against the Vienna Vikings.
Of all teams. Oh.
And they had the whole symbol and the purple and gold. That. And it was awesome.
Incredible. I'm going to stick right with the Vikings. Your third all-time there, Randy Moss, Chris Carter, the guys in front of you, some other legends. But when you look back on those playing days, what do you remember most?
Oh, gosh. I mean, just so many good times, you know, great competition. We've had just some really great players go through there. Unfortunately, we never could get our shot at going to the Super Bowl. We did go to the NFC championship game. That's when we played against the Washington Redskins. Yeah. You know, Doug Williams was hot, and he took it on, and they beat Denver
in
the Super Bowl.
You beat Joe Montana. That's all I remember.
That is correct. Yeah, that was a great run. We actually went through the Saints on that one, too, on that run. So, yeah, we had some really – it was just, you know, again, a lot of great guys and a lot of good coaches. Yeah. Minneapolis is a wonderful, wonderful place to get to go. You know,
I feel we have so many cool people on this show when we're back in New York, when we're on this show here in London, but – I feel so cool to be standing next to you right now. My God, I love the Minnesota Vikings. As a native, the state, you just mentioned what the fans have meant. But you're on this list with incredible names, but there's also some pretty good names on the team right now. What do you make of a Justin Jefferson and an Adam Thielen and the kind of wide receivers that they are?
Right. No, I love that. I love that. Some great talent there. Plus Adam being a local, in terms of, you know, Minnesota kid and all that. They've got some great talent.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm loving all of that. Frankly, you know, those guys have just taken off. You know, Adam has been a veteran now, but, you know, Justin just hit it by storm, and it's been going at it. And I see his upside just continuing to go on and on.
And the challenge when you were with the Vikings was how many quarterbacks did you play with?
Well, I had nine.
Nine quarterbacks. Years, you know how hard that is? And you still ended up on that list. That's incredible.
Right. Yeah.
Good for you.
Well, on the quarterbacks, what's the state of the nation on this gentleman? Kirk Cousins, a lot of opinions nationally about him as a real Vikings man. Right. How do you feel about the state of Kirk Cousins right now?
You know, I like him. You know, I tell you, I think he's resilient.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about it, he's a guy, go back before the Vikings, right? He's a guy that basically bet on himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, you know what? I'm going to go through these contract negotiations or not and just get through it, get through to the free agency and make it happen. And then he gets there and people are expecting more because of the pay and all of that. I get it. But at the same time, you look at it, he's still hanging hanging in there. He's still winning games.
Mm-hmm. So, no, he is. He's got a very big one coming up this weekend. So does Cam Jordan. So Cam Jordan of the New Orleans Saints. Listen, we've had him on the show so many times, maybe more than any other guest. He's always everybody's first pick for the media star in waiting. Yep. Like, we've known that for years, that Cam Jordan will blow it up whenever he wants to stop. Being that his personality is so big, what was Cam like growing up? Was he a cute little guy? Was he a pain in the butt? Like, what was he like?
A little bit of a pain in the butt.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, very active, you know, that kind of thing. And we just had to channel him in the right direction. You know, it's interesting that, you know, we had some great teachers growing up. When he grew up in Minnesota, we would tell him, hey, you know what? He's a smart kid. He's going to be fine, but he's going to be very active. No need to label him ADHD or anything like that. Just let him, you know, he'll do the work.
Sure?
And if he needs to do cartwheels in the back of the room to burn that energy, please let him do that. He's not going to bother anybody, right?
Right there.
Yeah, and that's what we did. And we did, and the teachers worked with us, and he was great going through that. And then we moved to Arizona, and then he ended up going to high school in Chandler and that sort of thing. And then he really became, he used to be kind of a goofy kid, to be honest. And then all of a sudden, he kind of started coming into his own in high school and really getting very athletic, and then things really took off for him.
On a serious note with Cam, because you were talking about how the Super Bowl evaded your career. Six Pro Bowls, but never got to the big one. Here's Cam. He's in his 30s. They got close a few times. Mm. How much does that burn on him as well? Now we got this family thing of like one of us, you know, let's go. But in all honesty, how much does he burn to get to that big game?
No, he wants it badly. He wants it. I mean, he wants it in a big way. And again, he's just trying to do what he can with the team and try to help bring the young guys along. I love the fact that he's been a great mentor to a lot of the younger guys, you know, certainly like a Marcus Davenport and others who have come in the game. And he's just kind of shepherded that defense a bit, you know. So I love what he's doing there. And again, trying to help even with the offense to get those guys mm-hmm. going. Because, like I said, at the end of the day, he wants that Super Bowl ring before he gets out of this game, and it's coming soon at some point.
Kyle mentioned we've had so much fun with Cam Jordan over the years. We've also had fun looking at his different headshots.
Oh, my gosh.
This guy, as you've got a great look going, obviously.
This guy looks awesome.
Is this in Germany?
Yes.
Great. Here comes the transformation.
Pretty standard, right?
Walk us through these.
Almost a pirate thing.
As a dad, though, you see these pictures come out, and you're like, you're good with it? You're like, this is who he is? Like, what are your thoughts here? Pop it.
Yeah, I love it. You know, he's just... You know, he's always been the guy that's like, hey, he doesn't take himself too seriously, as you saw with the mustache and the curled mustache. And he just has fun with it. And frankly, I'm taking a little bit of his page right now. You know, this was my COVID afro that started.
It's called a kofro.
And then I had one of my job colleagues. She said, you know, it's a kofro. I said, run with it. Let's go.
Awesome.
So, and then I just kept it going. And, it's you know, again, I love the fact that Cam was like, hey, man, I just do what I do. And I'd sell him.
The feeling that Steve could still go for like eight catches.
Yeah.
Amazing.
A little bit of hand-eye coordination left.
You know, two stylish men, Steve, Cam. Now we're across the pond. We know he's playing right now. You're a legend. Who gets more love over here? Who do the fans recognize more?
You know, him for sure. You know, him for sure. I mean, I'm an old dude. You know, I've been around. Ironically, you know, I played in the first World Bowl back in 1983.
We just had that on our trivia.
Yeah.
Wow. And, the St. Louis Cardinals.
The then St. Louis Cardinals. Wow. Absolutely.
We talked about that.
Yeah, we played in that game. And that was my second year in the league. It was crazy back then coming over here because, you know, we didn't plan it like they do now. You know, you got a little more thought into it. We came over. I mean, I was so tired. I fell asleep during stretching. We went right on the field. We got in at 7 in the morning, and we went right to the field, and I fell asleep.
You know what combats that? Blue light. Ask her
I heard
about
that.
It.
Saints rookie wide receiver Chris Olave taking a break from your London preparation. Yeah. Where's your body at?
It's feeling good. I mean, a first couple weeks here? In. I mean, it's a long rookie year, but I feel like I'm going good. I'm getting a lot of treatment, a lot of stretching, so I feel like I'm good. Ready.
You're getting a lot of targets, obviously, and you should. How have you adjusted so quickly to the game, the NFL league?
I feel like it was natural. I feel like my teammates helped me a lot get to this point, and they just make it easier on me, especially having Mike Jarvis, having Jameis at quarterback, and AK and Mark in the backfield. I feel like they helped me a lot, just helped me keep pushing forward.
Yeah, Jameis obviously is pushing through some injuries. Mm-hmm. How is the football coming out? Understanding you guys want to clean collectively the turnovers up, right?
Mm-hmm. He's good. Yeah, you can tell he's dealing with an injury, but at the end of the day, he's a fighter, he's a competitor, and we all respect him, and we all love him as a quarterback, so I definitely respect him, and I can't wait to see what he does throughout the year.
You guys are 1-2, but it doesn't feel like with the talent on this team you should be, right? this roster is loaded offensively. Where is your wide receiver group despite the injuries to Jarvis, obviously, and Michael? You know, where's your mindset and your confidence?
Confidence at an all-time high still. Yeah. No matter what, I feel like you can't lose the confidence. Yeah. And the mindset never changed. It's competitors at the end of the day. Yeah. And a rough start, but we're going to clean it up, and we're taking it day by day, just trying to get better.
Cliche question, but how important is this win for you guys here in London and sort of a galvanizing week? Mm-hmm. It's just you guys sort of here all by yourselves, mm-hmm. tucked away, getting ready for the Minnesota Vikings.
That's huge. It's a huge, huge game for us just to get back and reset. But we take it as one game. I mean, we lost 2-1-1, but we're just trying to get another one. Yeah. And like I said, we're taking it day by day, trying to get better, and we will be ready on Sunday.
Thank you, Chris.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
All right, so time for Beneath the Surface, presented by Microsoft Surface. And we're going to focus on the Eagles, the undefeated Eagles. It's been an incredible start to their season. Okay. But there's storylines mm-hmm. sprinkled in to their first three wins. We're gonna walk you through them and why this week in particular, the chapter book just keeps turning. Week one, as we affectionately called it, it was the Deuce Staley Bowl. Deuce yep. Staley mm-hmm. is now coordinator with the Detroit Lions. And Deuce Staley played for 7 seasons with the Eagles. And he would run touchdowns in the end zone. Deuce! He is affectionately known as Deuce everywhere he goes. But the Eagles, they go to Detroit. They ran out of Detroit with Motor City with a win. It was fantastic. 1-0 they start. Week 2, Monday Night Football, they host the Minnesota Vikings. Yeah, yep. Turn in, don't listen to this, Vikings fan. Don't listen to the story. It yep. was not a pretty sight.
Brutal.
But the connection there is Jalen Reagor. Week before, he had gotten traded to the Vikings. He goes in, absolutely shut down by the Eagles defense. And Jalen Hurts ran all over the Vikings in that game. 2-0 after Week 2. Week 3, Carson Wentz with the Washington Commanders. He has bounced around quarterback for different teams, but now he's with the Commanders. 2017, he tears his ACL. The Eagles go on to win a Super Bowl, but he was a part of that team. He was a part of the fabric. He was affectionately known within the Eagles fan base until things started to not sure. go great with Philadelphia. So now they go down, they win, they beat the Commanders.
But we got week
3-0.
4.
Week 4.
Storyline.
Someone that has a statue in the city of brotherly love. It would be one Doug Peterson, awesome. And it would be Nick Foles running the Philly special. They don't get to see Doug Peterson too often except cemented in their city. And now the Jaguars, who are also on fire right now, are going to play the Eagles. Eagles unbeaten, 3-0, going up against a Jaguars team. I am so fired up for this game. This, to me, was like Bills-Dolphins last week.
Yes.
I cannot wait. What do you guys think about this one?
I mean, I'm fired up about Doug Peterson going back. You say, hey, how are they going to welcome him? Cue the Meek Mill song, Nightmares and Dreams. Hold up, wait a minute. Yes, that was a song during the Super Bowl. Philly was going insane. They're going to be cheering. They're going to welcome Doug Peterson with open arms. I love that story.
You know, it's funny you say that. There was a storyline going on that, like, will they boo Peterson? Absolutely not.
Can't.
First of all, the Eagles are 3-0. So they were 0-3, and Peterson comes in, and he's, you know, firing brimstone. But I think I go even deeper than that. Like, if Corey Clement ever wants to walk into Philadelphia, he will never have to buy a drink. If Trey Burton ever wants to go to Philadelphia, he will never have to buy a drink. Nick Foles ever wants to go into a film. It's always sunny in Philadelphia for all of these men, including Doug Peterson. I feel like all of these guys are going to be legends forever in Philadelphia lore. And as much as we want to make this a revenge game or something, like, Doug was fired. The fans aren't going to be like, oh, we don't like you that you left us. He would have been there if they kept him. He's no longer there. And really quick, can I shout out someone?
Yeah, please do.
Brian Johnson is the quarterback's coach in Philadelphia. He has known Jalen Hurts since he was an infant. He was with the University of Florida as their offensive coordinator 2 years ago. They hired, if you want to talk about a rising stock right now, this guy, 35 years old, former Utah quarterback, Brian Johnson is going to be an NFL head coach someday, and he is showing his stuff right now.
That's like a Schrager's ones to watch.
That is
like
my
be a guy. That's incredible. Meanwhile, we took the double-decker bus tour yesterday all around London. We saw a lot of statues. We learned a lot. There's an Abraham Lincoln statue here in London.
Not
there's
sitting
standing.
Down.
No, standing. And there's a George Washington statue.
Something unique about
it's incredible. Yeah, they said, tell the story, Jay.
Washington said he would never step foot in this country. So they went to U.S., got some dirt, and they put it right underneath.
Pretty cool.
So he's still standing on soil in the United States.
It's incredible. Standing on a big dub, too, George Washington.
Ooh,
but back to statues. Hey, Doug Peterson has one. We just showed it. Was you just dab?
Yes, he did.
Peterson did an American Revolution dab.
That was for
Gritty
Washington.
Dab. You know, you show up in those bright red coats, they kind of stick out. Never mind.
Eagles fan guy.
There we go. I've been doing this all week. It's kind of gassy now. Can I talk about the Eagles and the Jaguars?
Yeah,
I'm trying to. The reason I'm bringing up the statue thing what is more about what Peter's talking about.
Yeah.
Is that this is an icon who's coming back. Mm-hmm. And listen, Allen Iverson doesn't have a statue in Philadelphia. No. Andy Reid certainly doesn't. The Broad Street Bullies, you can go. Hall & Oates, Will Smith.
Clark doesn't have one, though.
No, he does. Well, call me on that. But my point is that Doug Peterson is there. And we were all like, I remember it reminds me of when Russ was going back to Seattle. And we're like, oh, they'll cheer for him. They didn't cheer for him at all.
No.
But I think some different circumstances. I think. I mean, the exit was a little ugly with Doug. But guys, you're Philadelphia. He won you a Super Bowl.
I don't know. I think.
Do you think George Washington did the gritty over the British? Or no, I'm stopping here.
I think Eagles fans are physically incapable of clapping for somebody. Doug Peterson, no matter how that ended in Philadelphia, I think he's in the right spot.
Yeah,
I think he has found himself a wonderful home in Jacksonville. He's exactly who Trevor Lawrence needed to have the season start.
How do we feel about Doug Peterson?
I like Doug.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Thanks.
Yeah, you got it. That's
it.
We've learned this much about British people while we're here. Like, they drive really, what we find to be really respectful.
Totally.
Yes.
And patient.
They don't use the horn.
They don't use the horn. Yeah, people laugh
at us. This guy goes, really?
Yeah. Yes.
This British guy.
Yes.
You should compare them to New Yorkers.
Jamie's been here all of 72 hours, so
she knows.
This is my observation. Yeah. I've been in the backseat of a van for about 70 of those 72 hours.
How about the flip side of this? Are we ready for a 3-1 Jacksonville Jaguars? Team like they're one of the best teams in the league. If they beat, the Eagles are 1 in the power rankings.
Yes.
Jacksonville wins this game, they're a top 5 team in the NFL right now. Jaguars
play the Broncos over here in a few weeks, and if the Jags have a couple wins, like, you know, they're the hometown team of London, the Jaguars. Like, this could be a thing, could be an international thing, and a lot of people behind me are like, are they?
It hasn't been that way as of late.
Jaguars.
So it would be awesome. Awesome.
So everybody drives politely and everybody loves the Jaguars. That's what we think. But
we're just stamping that on them. Like, this is what you are.
This is one Jaguars fan in 2 days. That was
I know. I
all right. Right.
Who's 72?
Man.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Live Nation presents Concert Week.
Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.